Good afternoon. The wine-producing region of La Rioja yesterday ordered the closure of restaurants and bars in its two largest towns for a month as part of widening restrictions to curb the coronavirus outbreak. The number of cumulative infections rose by 18,418 to nearly 1.12 million, and the Health Ministry added 267 deaths from Monday's figures, the highest death toll in the second wave of the pandemic, bringing the total now to 35,298. Catalonia's regional government said it would also need to take harsher measures in the coming days, but did not say if a two-week closure of bars and restaurants there would be extended. The nationwide curfew is set to expire on November the 9th. After that, it'll be up to each region to decide whether to continue banning people from partying and moving around at night. A Spanish court this morning said that the police are investigating several people with links to the Catalan separatist movement on suspicion of corruption and promoting public disorder. A Barcelona court said the police were investigating 10 people, including two former politicians for Catalan separatist parties. Catalan TV described the individuals under investigation as businessmen with links to Catalonia's two major pro-independence parties. Several of the top leaders of a failed 2017 secession attempt for Spain's northeastern corner are in prison. Others fled the country. The movement is supported by roughly half of the population of the region, but rejected by the other half and across Spain as a whole. Spain registered 19,825 residential mortgage approvals in August, the lowest monthly rate in over 4 years, so the National Statistics Institute said this morning. August's numbers represent a 3.4% drop compared to the same period last year and a 24% loss in July. But experts pointed to a recovery in the number of new mortgages in June and July, when Spain exited lockdown, and indications of an improvement in September as positive signs. State-owned lender Bankia, which is in talks to merge into Spain's biggest domestic lender, reported income from new mortgages up 71% in September compared to August. And a study of over 200 COVID-19 cases in a hospital in Spain found that about 80% had vitamin D deficiency. So scientists said this morning. However, the study did not find any relationship between vitamin D and the severity of the disease. The researchers found 80% of COVID patients had vitamin D deficiency and that men had lower levels than women. Vitamin D treatment should be recommended in COVID-19 patients, so said Jose Hernandez of the University of Cantabria. Many studies point to the beneficial effects of vitamin D on the immune system, especially regarding protection against infections. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.